48,000 paper hearts of every color fluttered through the air inside the Idaho State Capitol Rotunda this week. The hearts were handmade to represent the 48,000 people who live in Idaho who identify as part of the LGBTQ+ community. The hearts were dropped as a gentle and quiet way of reminding lawmakers in Boise of the thousands of people whose lives are being targeted by these new anti-LGBTQ+ laws being passed in that state in recent weeks. These hateful laws include forcing people to use the wrong pronouns, allowing libraries to be sued over books that even mention a gay or a trans person, and a law even banning Medicare from helping adults receive gender-affirming care. These are an attack on the lives and the dignity of fellow human beings. The measures are heartless and they are cruel. This is a selfish and messy way to enshrine bigotry into law, instead of helping the marginalized people who need protection the most. And yet, how did those whose lives are being so violently assaulted in these ways respond? With hearts. Those being hated brought a simple and beautiful display of color right into the heart of government, their government. And then, do you know what they did? They cleaned it all up. They dropped the thousands of hearts down four stories through the air to the floor of the Capitol, and then they bent down on hands and knees and picked up every single one of those hearts. They took them away. They respected the place and the ideals of what representative democracy can and should be. They made a mess to make a point, and then they cleaned it up and made an even larger point. From where I sit, that looks a lot more like turning the other cheek or washing someone else's feet than anything those lawmakers have done to date.